Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I, of course, am your host, Greg Wareham. So last week, we had talked about some different national indicators and what was going on in the housing market. We talked about some inflation and new construction, talking about housing affordability. I wanted to talk this week about some things that are going on in the backyard of New Jersey. So I'm going to start by talking a little bit about what's going on at the state level, and then I'm going to drill down on a couple of counties. As I usually do at the end, I'm going to give you my email address, greg@yourmortgageprocess.com, in case you need specific information on your individual community or town. So let's get right into it. So new listings in the state of New Jersey, and these reports usually trend about 6 weeks behind, so these are the end of October. So when we look at the new listings that have come on the market year over year from 2023 to 2024, they're up by 5.2%. So they've went from 64,000 new listings to about 67,000. Pending sales are relatively flat. Home sales or closed sales, they're down a little, but overall relatively flat. Some important things that we want to talk about is the median sales price. So the median sales price year over year from 23 to 24 is up almost 12%. So it seems like we have this conversation once every 6 weeks to 2 months, and we've been doing this show for a few years now, and that number just continues to increase. The median sales price went from $500,000 in New Jersey to $559,000, 11.8% increase. And as we've discussed before, median is you list all of the housing sales, how much they sold for, you use the number in the middle. That means 50% of houses sold for under $559,000, 50% sold for over $559,000. Now, the next number we want to take a look at is the average sales price. So the average sales price is also up. It went from approximately $634,000 to about $699,000. That's an increase of 10%. So anyone that was sitting around this time last year thinking, hey, the housing market's eventually going to go down and that's the time that I'm going to buy or I'm going to sell, well, now we know where we are a year later. As we go into 2025, who knows what's going to happen? So when you look at when's the best time to at least purchase a property, it's probably now because long-term you're going to see properties continue to appreciate with some slight variations on a year-to-year basis. So percentage of list price received. So this is how much over a list price a house sold for. Last year was 102.3%, meaning on a $1 million purchase, that $1 million purchase sold for $1,023,000. This year it's 103%. So that same $1,023,000 property that was listed at $1 million now is sold for $1,030,000. So that went up slightly, a little under 1%. Days on the market are relatively flat at 34 days on the market. The affordability index in New Jersey, if you paid attention to last week's call, we talked about the affordability index throughout the country was really high. It was 105%. In New Jersey, it's lower. It's at 82%. That's a significant difference. Well, why? We know housing's probably more expensive here. We know it for a fact because nationally, the median house price is $404,000. And in New Jersey, it's $559,000. But incomes are significantly higher here than other parts of the country. So housing's still remaining relatively affordable relative to what the income looks like in this state. And then the month supply of inventory, we don't have the final stats on that yet, but it's been continued to be hovering at about 3.2%. That means if no other properties came on the market, we'd be sold out of inventory in 3.2 months. So we have some other data on townhouses and then also on some adult communities. I want to go through it very, very quickly, and then we're going to drill down into some counties in New Jersey. So if you're looking at the condo townhouse market, which is a lot of those developments in the state of New Jersey, we see that new listings have went up by about 9%. Pending sales are a little up, but pretty much flat. Closed sales pretty much flat. Median sales price for a condo and townhouse is up 11%. So it's still up significantly, double digits, but not quite as much as single family homes. That begs the question, what's the median sales price in the state of New Jersey? So the median sales price in the state of New Jersey went from, for a condo or townhouse, went from $374,000 to $415,000. The average sales price is up almost 10% as well, and it went from $467,000 to about $513,000. Percentage of list price received. So we saw in single family homes that it was 103%, right? So for $1 million home, it actually went for $1,030,000. It's not as aggressive on a condo or townhouse. It's only 101.8%, meaning on $1 million condo or townhouse, that property is really selling for $1,018,000. But they're still going for over list price. There's about the same days on market for single family as compared to condo and townhouses, hovering right around 33 days on the market. The affordability index, this is interesting, is much higher for a condo townhouse than it is for a single family. It's at 110. Now benchmark that against single family. Single family is at 82. So the people that are purchasing condos or townhouses, much more of their disposable income is going towards their housing payment as compared to the single family home. It's an interesting difference. Well, what's that triggered by? Could be triggered by the lower price point for the condos. So first-time home buyers feel like they can get into those properties more easily, but their incomes aren't quite as high, which is reducing the overall affordability, which increases the overall index. So we could do a whole show as to what that's about, but that's an interesting statistic. And then when you look at, finally, the adult communities in New Jersey, let's just get the median sales price. Up 9% from $330,000 to $360,000. Average sales price up 9% as well, $360,000 to $392,000. Percentage of list price received is right at about 100, so people are paying what the house is listed for. There's a little more inventory. Your average day on the market is 41 days versus 33 and 34 for condo, townhouse, and single family. And the affordability index is also extremely high at 129. And that's probably because the adult communities, you get more towards a fixed income, which a higher percentage of your disposable income is going towards your housing. So that's our overview of our wonderful state of New Jersey. I'm going to flip through and I'm going to spare you all of this data, even though you know I love to go through it and we'll come back to it at a date and time. And I just want to get into some counties. They're a little more specific. So I'm going to start with Monmouth County, which is where I live. So single family homes in Monmouth County, the new listings are up. There's more inventory, up by 6.5%. Days on the market, 38 days on the market on average. The median sales price, all right, that's jumped significantly. It's at about 11% jump from this time last year. To this time this year, it's went from $668,000 to $740,000 for a median sales price in Monmouth County, New Jersey. And you can expect to pay more than the listing price because the percent of list price received is 101.7. Condos and townhouses in Monmouth County, listings are up significantly. So they're up about 20%. More of those are hitting the market. Closed sales are up. Days on the market, relatively comparable to single families. Median sales price, up 11%. So it's went from 450 to 500. And again, you can expect to pay about 1% higher than the list price, according to these statistics. Adult communities in Monmouth County, median sales price went from 505,000 to 540,000. I want to touch on two more counties and then give you my information if you want me to drill down on your information specifically. Let's take a look at Middlesex County, New Jersey. Single family homes. The average or the median sales price went up almost 12% from 515 to 575. So although it did go up for Middlesex County, it's still significantly cheaper statistically from a sales price standpoint as compared to Monmouth County. Condos and townhouses are up 13%. Your median price is $420,000. This is kind of interesting. So what we do see is both for single family and townhouses, the percentage of list price received is over 104%. So it feels like there's more bidding wars in those areas. And in part, that's because they're probably more affordable from a price standpoint as compared to Monmouth County, and they abut each other. Getting into Ocean County, median price up 10% from 533 to 584. Townhouse condo up 15% from 323 to 375, and adult communities have went from 286,000 median sales price to 310,000. It looks like for the most part in Ocean County, what a property is listed for is what it's going to sell for. But as you can see, there's been some big increases last year to this year. Who knows what's in store for 2025? Throwing caution to the wind if you are on the fence. If interest rates do try or do start to trend down going into next year, you really need to ask yourself until inventory and new housing really picks up, when is your opportunity and when's the right time to buy? So will you pay more if rates come down? Now, if people that have been sitting on their 3-4% interest rates are going to sell their properties, it's going to create new inventory, but you probably need a pretty significant drop in interest rates for people to be willing to do that. So if you have any questions or you want me to drill down specifically into the areas that you're at, please send me an email, greg@yourmortgageprocess.com. Appreciate everyone listening, and we look forward to catching up with you next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham, produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.